Just look out for that, Molly. But there seemed to be no shop with the word antiques printed over it at all. The children left the main street and went down a little turning. There were more shops there, but still not the one they wanted. So on they went and came to a small, narrow street whose houses were so close that there was hardly any light in the road. And there, tucked away in the middle, was the shop with antiques printed on a label inside the dirty window.
Good, said Peter. Here is a shop that sells old things. Look, Molly, do you see that strange little vase with swans set all round it? I'm sure Mother would like that. It is marked 25p. We could buy that and some flowers to put in it.
So into the old dark shop they went. It was so dark that the children stumbled over some piled up rugs on the floor. Nobody seemed to be about. Peter went to the counter and rapped on it. A tiny door at the back opened and out came the strangest little man, no higher than the countertop. He had pointed ears like a pixie. The children stared at him in surprise. He looked very cross and spoke sharply.
What do you want, making a noise like that?
We want to buy the vase with swans round it, said Peter.
Muttering and grumbling to himself, the little chap picked up the vase and pushed it across the counter. Peter put down the money.
Can I have some paper to wrap the vase in? He asked politely. You see, it's for my mother's birthday, and I don't want her to see me carrying it home.
Grumbling away to himself, the little man went to a pile of boxes at the back of the shop and began to open one to look for a piece of paper. The children watched. To their enormous surprise, a large black cat with golden eyes jumped out of the box and began to spit and snarl at the little man. He smacked it and put it back again. He opened another box. Out of that came a great wreath of green smoke that wound about the shop and smelt strange. The little man caught hold of it as if it were a ribbon and tried to stuff it back into the box again. But it broke off and went wandering away. How he stamped and raged! The children felt quite frightened.
We'd better go without the paper, whispered Molly to Peter.
But just then, another extraordinary thing happened. Out of the next box came a crowd of blue butterflies. They flew into the air, and the little man shouted with rage again. He darted to the door and shut it, afraid that the butterflies would escape. To the children's horror, they saw him lock the door too, and put the key into his pocket.
We can't get out till he lets us go, said Molly. Oh dear, why did we ever come here? I'm sure that little man is a gnome or something.
The little fellow opened another box and, hey presto, out jumped a red fox. It gave a short bark and then began to run about the shop, its nose to the ground. The children were half afraid of being bitten, and they both sat in an old chair together, their legs drawn up off the ground, out of the way of the fox. It was the most curious shop they had ever been in. Fancy keeping all those queer things in boxes. Really, there must be magic about somewhere. It couldn't be a proper shop. The children noticed a little stairway leading off the shop about the middle, and suddenly, at the top of this, there appeared somebody else. It was somebody tall and thin, with such a long beard that it swept the ground. On his head was a pointed hat that made him seem taller still.
Look, said Molly. Doesn't he look like a wizard?
Tippet, Tippet, what are you doing? Cried the newcomer in a strange, deep voice, like the rumbling of faraway thunder.
Looking for a piece of paper, answered the little man in a surly tone. And all I can find is butterflies and foxes, a black cat and...
What? You've dared to open those boxes? Shouted the other angrily.
He stamped down the stairs and then saw the children.
And who are you? He asked, staring at them. How dare you come here?
We wanted to buy this vase, said Peter, frightened.
Well, seeing you are here, you can help Tippet to catch the fox, said the tall man, twisting his beard up into a knot and tying it under his chin. Come on.
I don't want to, said Molly. He might bite me.